Welcome back to Idle Hands. This is, I believe, episode 15?
Episode number 15. And
we've of a million. Yes, hopefully.
Well, we've been away for a couple of weeks now, and we're back now from Easter. We've had a lovely sunny little Easter.
We have, full of delicious chocolatey eggs and small birds and things like that. But yeah, we need to apologise in case anyone hasn't been able to get hold of episode 14. It's not been coming through on iTunes for some bizarre reason. I don't know why it is. We'll try and get that sorted, but this one should be. Yeah, we hope to get that sorted soon. As usual, you can contact us here at the studio via email.
Yes, do you want to read out the email address and I'll do the MySpace address?
Of course. The email address is idlehandstookmybaby@hotmail.com and the MySpace address is...
www.myspace.com/outerhandsradio. Now, Rob, do you want to introduce our special guest for the day?
I would love to introduce our special guest. This is a very good friend of mine, a very good friend of Alan's.
Mm-hmm, she is indeed.
She is indeed. She knows all there is to know about music. And she's got great fashion sense. Her name is Steph O'Neill.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Idle Hands.
Oh, thank you. It's lovely to be here.
We love to have you here. As everyone knows, we enjoy our guest presenters.
We certainly do.
This one in particular.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
But yeah, so Steph's going to help us out with...
Yeah, she's going to...
Telling you about music.
She's going to...
Yep. Introducing songs.
Yep.
Some such.
She's going to help us out.
Some such.
She's going to help us out with, you know, the sort of topics
fumbling
we're going to
get through
today.
Fumbling through the hour, as we do.
So anyway, we started the show there with a song off the new Academia's album, Santi.
Santi. Yeah, is that the American?
The song was called Bulls in Brooklyn. It's a very good album. It's out now, so you should go pick it up, out on Fuel by Ramen, or yep. Ramen. And we're going to continue the show with some music now. We're going to play a song off the brand new honorary title album, which isn't out till June. The album's called Scream and Light Up the Sky. The song is called Untouched and Intact.
Enjoy.
Time's higher, beautiful million. one or two, I get used to the room. We go slow when we first make our moves, but five or six bring you out to the car. Number nine with my head on the bar, and it's sad but true, out of cash and I owe. I got you desperate desires and unadmirable plans. My tongue will taste of gin and malicious intent. Bring you back to the bar, get you out of the cold. A sober straight face gets you out of your clothes, and they're scared that we know all the crimes they'll commit, who they'll kiss before they get home. In the door where you stand, your eyes are fighting sleep while your mouth makes your demands. You laugh at every word, trying hard to be cute. I almost feel sorry for what I'm gonna do. And your hair smells of smoke. Who will cast the first stone? You can't sin or spend the night all alone. Brass buttons on your coat hold the cold, in the shape of a heart that they cut out of stone. You're using all your looks that you've thrown from the start. If you let me have my way, I swear I'll tear you apart. 'Cause it's all you can be. You're a drunk and you're scared. It's ladies' night, all the girls drink for free.
And welcome back to Idle Hands. You have just been listening to Untouched and Intact by the honorary title. And then after that, Me versus Maradona versus Elvis by the awesome Brand New.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Welcome back to Idle Hands.
See, we like to treat our guest presenters like this.
Yeah, we give them all the best stuff. The best stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah. Alan.
Yes, so we've 50 minutes in, and we actually have a few topics to talk about tonight.
We actually have topics. It's
wow.
Shocking, but it's true.
And people that are listening can get involved as well. You know, whether you're listening on the podcast or if you're listening live,
We enjoy hearing the views of all people.
Yeah, so
from all walks of life.
Once we've told you about your topics, why don't you message in? The email address is idlehandstookmybaby@hotmail.com,
or you can hit us up via the wonders that is MySpace at www.myspace.com/idlehandsradio.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yes.
So yes, first topic tonight. It's been sunny the last few days, has it not?
It has been.
Oh, it's been lovely.
It has been. We were decked out in our bathing gear just the other day with our sofa cushions in the garden covered in a couple of sheets, which are actually still out there.
I know.
Probably a bit manky by now.
Probably.
Sunning ourselves.
Because it's summer's upon us, I think we should start predicting what people are going to be listening to this summer.
Ooh.
You know, the albums that are going to be classics this summer, kind of like what Cartel was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, and kind of like what... You know, the format was last summer.
That was lovely.
It was.
See, I have a list of about 9 or 10 albums that I think are going to be...
Check out Mr. Prepared.
I have a sheet.
That's you. You are Mr.
Yeah.
Look at that.
An A4 sheet.
That is awesome.
Notes.
I'm amazed.
Let's hear them.
You want to hear all of mine?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's hear your top
five. I want to do all 10.
Let's do all 10.
I can split them up as well.
Let's do it.
Because, you know, summer is about pop punk, so I've got pop punk in there, so I've got...
That's not a band.
A genre.
It's an entire genre.
I know.
Okay.
But I can say the lighter ones first.
See. That's not actually on your list.
No.
I'm confused.
You're not confused, you're stupid.
Please go out, please.
Okay, so Motion City Soundtrack, Even If It Kills Me, comes out in July, is it, or June?
July.
And
13th?
17th. And it's going to be massive, I think. I think it's going to be...
It's going to be mad good.
August time, you know, the end of July, the whole of August is going to be, like, Motion City Soundtrack.
All about MCS.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What else have I got on here? A few light albums that are out now. Casino, Sounds of Salvation.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yes. Really good album.
The honorary title, which you just heard from, Scream Like the Sky, which is out in June, and it's really, really good. It's slightly, I don't know, slightly different to their last album, Anything Else But the Truth. What else have I got here? May Singularity.
Obviously.
Stray Light Run, The Needle of Space.
Yep.
Yep.
Manchester Orchestra, Like a Virgin Losing a Child, which I'm hopefully going to play a track off later.
Yeah.
And now I've got some sort of heavier ones, or sort of heavier. There's Circus of Five's new album, On Letting Go, which is coming out soon. Fall of Troy, Manipulator, Fall of Troy's new album comes out in May, and I've got a track off that album to play later on. Yeah, that's called Semi-Fiction, it's very good.
Mm-hmm. That sounds kind of heavy. Manipulator!
actually, the sound,
I manipulate
they sound
animals.
Like they're going poppier.
Oh, okay.
Compared
to the
last album, Doppelganger.
I'm deceived by the name.
We'll say the last album was called Doppelganger.
Oh.
Yes.
Sounds horrifying.
Finally, an album which I'm really surprised by because the last album was really bad. And
mediocre
the album
or bad?
Really bad, and the album before that was okay. But the first album's brilliant.
They're not doing great.
The new album's really good.
Oh.
And the new From Autumn to Ashes album, Holding a Wolf by the Ears, it's really,
really good.
I like
that album, actually, when you played me some of it.
Yes.
And I'm not really a fan of them.
No,
to be brutally
honest.
So
hopefully, if we have enough time, I will play a track off there.
Awesome.
So those are my summer predictions.
Sweet.
Wow.
Sweet. You did miss nothing. No, I don't think you missed anything. I can't really think. Oh, Hidden in Plain View Resolution. Obviously not going to be on your list, but it'll be on mine. As fans of the show will know, I enjoy Hidden in Plain View very much. that's on my list. Resolution. I'm not actually 100% sure when it's coming out, but obviously Hidden in Plain View have broken up. But still awesome, and that album's going to be awesome.
It'll be good.
And once all the people that listen to Idle Hands listen to that album, maybe they'll say, "Hey, thanks, Rob and Alan. Thanks." Yeah.
My favourite album at the minute, and I think it's going to be my favourite album forever, is the new Academy Is album, Santi, which we've all been listening to far too much.
Actually, non-stop. I should have included that on my list. I think that will be
Yeah,
really
I think
it's
you
a summer treat.
Then.
Yes, it will. I did it quite quickly.
It's bringing us in nicely. Steph and I have recently got a car.
Yay!
Huzzah!
I'd like to thank my parents for that. But yeah, I recently got a car and we've been driving about, as has Alan. And predominantly, Santi has been playing very loud.
Although I
very
believe
proud.
He has an awesome mix CD that you know maybe he could listen
That's
to.
Mediocre at best.
I don't know who made it.
Mediocre.
Middling. Average to middling.
I'm just going to be on the other side of the room, not sobbing.
No, yeah, Alan did create me a disc with all of his love called Drive Time with Robert Taylor, which you would have heard on the show before.
Which is Rob's other show.
It's my other show.
It's when he does the driving reports.
Which you can hear in the future.
And there's a big pile-up on Carham Road.
There's been a giant pile-up, Rob Taylor's there, live at the scene, etc.
Yeah, it is amazing, but not as amazing as Santi.
No, nothing quite is. Is quite. Anyways, buy it, enjoy it, love it.
It's
unbelievable. Buy every album I just said, actually.
Also, Sound the Alarm, Stay Inside.
Yes, I was going to say, you probably put on that.
That's a great album as well, get that. That's coming out in June, early June. Oh, also, sorry, I keep popping into my head. Silverstein, Arrivals and Departures. We're playing a Silverstein track later, whether Alan likes it or not. I haven't actually heard any of their new stuff, but I know, you know, I enjoy their old stuff. They got better by the album.
Rob is also
discovering the waterfront.
Wetting
was awesome.
Himself in anticipation of the new Hawthorne Heights album. He's not.
I heart Hawthorne Heights.
Right, should we play some music?
Yes,
Yay.
Let's do it.
And maybe if any of us think of any more summer predictions that we think will be big in the summer, we'll let you know later.
And you folks out there should tell us yours, even if that's after the live show, because we'd love to hear about it and we'd give you a shout out.
And right now I'm going to play a song by a band called Paulson, who we played the other week, but I didn't actually say the name of the band. We played a song called Calling On You, but this is a very summery album that
Smooth.
I got my hands on.
Smooth listening.
This song's called Slow Down, and it's just incredibly fun. And it's not playing. Why won't you play?
What's it called?
We could start
what's
our own band.
Alan?
It's called Slow Down.
Slow down, slow down.
Slow on down.
You're going too fast for
slow
me.
Slow on down in the jungle
way
of life.
Too fast through the jungle of life.
Jungle of life.
Why don't you just slow down, you silly kid? Won't you stop?
Are you done?
Enjoy this song.
together.
And welcome back.
Welcome back. You're back in the studio with Idle Hands.
Want to tell us about the band we just heard?
Yeah. Steph, E?
Pardon?
Would you like to tell us about the bands that we just heard?
Yes. Which ones? These ones?
Yeah, those ones. Oh, no, wait.
No, we've listened to new ones since then.
I mean the songs we just listened to.
Did we play three songs in a row just then?
We played two songs.
We played two songs?
Yes.
Well, the last one you heard was certainly was the Sega Method by Drive By Argument. I disagree!
I was trying to get you to plug that band.
Yeah. No, because I got confused because I thought we were doing the honorary title and Brand New, but that was before. No,
we've already done those.
Oh, yes. Silly Rob. Oh, well.
Can I just give a shout out?
What was the other song? Sorry, it was two songs.
We played Paulson followed by...
Paulson.
By Drive By Argument.
That's the dude. Yeah.
That's the biscuit.
Paulson and, the Sega Method. Listen to the Sega Method. Whatever you do tonight, listen to the Sega Method.
Well, hopefully if you're listening live, you did just listen. So, oh, task complete.
Mission complete.
Mission
complete. The Sega Method, they're from Scotland. They're great, listen to them. They don't have an album out yet, but it's coming out later this year. That's the single, and that's called Drive...
The Sega Method.
Single is the Sega Method. The band is Drive By Argument.
I'm very confused. Shall we end this confusement with a shout out?
Yeah. Steph?
Yeah. Can I give a shout out to Tom and Vicky, please, who are listening and have just emailed in?
Howdy.
Thank you for listening.
Evening, y'all.
And a shout out to Sheridan.
Hi, Sheridan.
Who we haven't had a message off yet.
No, not yet. Intriguing, that, Sheridan.
How rude.
You better watch out, send the boys round.
We rub our facial hair in disappointment.
Steph's doing it too. Right,
that's disgusting.
That's what we did during... You remember Beardathon?
Yeah.
Steph? Yeah, that's what we did during Beardathon.
I've continued Beardathon 07.
I haven't. I failed and shaved.
My beard wins all.
Steph's beard wins all. It is full and thick.
Steph's mighty beard.
Mighty beard.
I have a mighty wizard beard.
But she needs it for sailing 17.
It's wistful.
Otherwise she might get cold.
Is wistful a word?
Yeah, wistful of course it is. Yeah, you don't have to ask me. Just because I'm an English scholar. Music journalist.
I want to quote a line from Star Wars and say, you know, I'm away for 5 minutes. Well, paraphrase and say I'm away for 5 minutes and everybody gets delusions of grandeur.
Oh, fine. He's taking the mickey out of me, Steph.
God using damn Han Solo. Which, as I'm sure, no one out there
a blind knows, Han Solo at that.
But this is a burn to Rob.
It is, it's a de-burn.
Using Han Solo against
ow
him.
Oh, it hurts.
Ah, it's like being stabbed with my own blade.
So, yes, they were shout-outs, and if you want to get in contact with the studio, you can. Steph, do you know the addresses?
Yes, actually, in fact, I do. The email is idlehandstookmybaby@hotmail.com, and the MySpace is myspace.com/idlehandsradio.
Awesome.
So come along, get in touch.
Get in touch. We'd love to hear from everybody. And we'll give you a nice big shout-out. Maybe we'll draw a picture of you on the wall. Who really knows?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have any chalk.
I do. Have you not seen what I've done here?
Oh, wow.
It's elaborate.
Lots of pretty pictures.
Look at that.
I thought you were going to say it's a labyrinth.
No, it's not a labyrinth of art.
Not yet.
It's elaborate. It will be once I'm finished.
Elaborate. So,
anyways, topic. We have a topic.
Yes, yay. Next topic.
Yay.
Festivals are coming up. Who's going to a festival?
Me!
I'm trying to get press passes at the moment for whichever festival I choose. But
I'm not trying to go to a festival.
No. Give it a name I really badly need to go to.
Yes,
but yes. My press passes have not been confirmed yet. And it's like in a few days. So, I'll have to get in touch with my editor.
Doubtful.
Yeah, it is doubtful. Otherwise, I might just get passes to Leeds and go there.
Yes, Leeds Festival.
But basically, from this, because summertime festival time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to a festival. I'm hopefully going to a gig this Friday. Hopefully, after seeing Moneen and Bayside co-headline.
Is that this Friday?
That's this Friday.
I'll try and get an interview for us, which we will play on this show.
Yes, if we get an interview, we'll play it on the show.
Yes.
We'll see what we can do. We'll look at you, you high flyer.
But yes.
Yeah, I'll get us an interview.
So yes, the topic is Ultimate Festival Lineup. If you couldn't pick six bands, two headlining, four openers, for your Ultimate One-Day Festival, who would it be? And feel free to email in with your six.
Give us your top six. Is it six?
Yes,
yeah.
Six.
Oh, I thought it was five. No. I've only got five here.
You lose.
Think of someone else.
Darn it. I think you can talk while I'm thinking.
Okay, well, I've got mine. Shall I say what mine are? By the way, they can be
do me last because I've got to think.
Because the acts cool. can be dead or alive, or they can be split up, whatever.
Yeah.
Because
that would be one crazy concert.
Because my two headlining acts, one's split up and the other one's dead. So I can't really have that. So, but I'm going to have it anyway. So my headlining acts are, very headlining act is Elliot Smith, the god of music. And then it's Get Up Kids, the godettes of music. and then on sort of like the bands before, it would be Cursive, because they're brilliant. The honorary title. These two I can't decide on, but I'm pretty much sure I'm going with Blood Brothers. And I was going to say The Cure, like, because someone put The Cure on their list, and I thought, oh, that'd be good, but I'm not. I'm going to put Myerson Compilation on, because I just like to see Myerson Compilation play with
Can I put
back.
Losers Club on my list?
No.
No, you can't put the band from when you were 16.
We were amazing. If anyone wants a copy of our EP, please email me and I'll get it to you.
I advise against it. It's awesome and I sing on it and you'll never know how good it is.
In fact, if we get 50 messages from 50 unique messages asking for it, we'll play it.
We'll play. Not 50. We don't get that many
25.
Listeners, I think. Yeah. 15.
15.
If we get 15 unique emails or messages, then we'll play a Losers Club song featuring Rob Taylor on vocals.
I say my one wish.
Yeah, see, no, and I think our listeners would really enjoy that song. Despite my silly voice, but, you know.
It's damn good. It's pop punk. We were all pop punk then.
It was pop punk / ska, mate.
I know.
Yeah, it was less than Jake Gates.
So, Steph, have you got a Ultimate Festival lineup?
Yes, indeed I do. My two headlining bands would be The Ultimate Brand New, who are
Ultimate.
Amazing.
Ultimate.
And my new favourite band, The Academy Is... because I have fallen hook, line and sinker for them.
It's true. Their lead singer is so hot.
Oh, he's so fit.
He has got women hips.
That's why I like him.
Yeah.
I like his long, luscious brown hair.
Ooh.
William Beckett.
And my four supporting bands is... Can I just say, Alan, good work on Blood Brothers, but they are not in my four supporting bands.
Did you put Blood Brothers on?
Yeah. Oh, they're meant to be amazing live.
Yeah, but you know I campaign against that band.
No, they're a good band.
Ah.
I enjoy
That's
them.
Right. I got a friend in here that.
I'm afraid they're a meh band at best.
It's because Rob doesn't like Johnny Whitney's vocals.
Yeah. Quiet. Someone get him to a doctor, please.
Quiet. There are lots of Blood Brothers fans out there.
I know. I don't mean to offend any Blood Brothers fans, but seriously, listen to better music.
Anyway,
my four supporting bands are We Are Scientists, because I have a soft spot for them. Block Party, because they are also unbelievable. The Format. Because that would be amazing, especially especially if they had... Can I talk?
Yes, sorry.
Thanks. Especially if they had instrumentals with them, because that would be absolutely awesome.
An orchestra.
And also Taking Back Sunday. Not circa 2001.
Like someone's about to say.
Like
ruin my list, Steph.
Sorry. But no, yeah, Taking Back Sunday
TBS
also.
In general. Okay, that's cool. Yay!
Rob!
Two great lists. My top six list. Can I start from the bottom to the top?
You can do what you want, but can I just point out to everyone out there that this list will be no way near as good as the first two lists.
The previous
Obviously.
Two lists. It'll be so much better that their minds can't even take it.
I said nowhere near.
You can't even take it, Alan.
Go.
Let's not do this again.
Go
Remember
on
what happened
last
time.
Play some music.
Yeah, whatever. Coming in at number six, I've had to move them down a slot and replace them with a different band because I only did five. But yeah, number six, Hidden in Plain View. Gutted, Alan. even though they're breaking up, I love them. You should love them too. Number five, the Get Up Kids.
Ooh,
oh yeah,
good choice.
Oh yeah, circa something to write home about.
Not that Guilt Show
and stuff isn't a good album, but
I
something to write home about. 4 minute mile.
I want the Get Up Kids to play for 4 hours if possible.
Yeah, just play it all.
Wow,
just do it all. So yeah, that's number four, five. Yeah, coming in number four, The Cure, Robert Smith. I love you.
He got the crazy hair.
Got the makeup on.
He's so.
I don't understand.
He's so chubby.
He's a little chubby. He got a madness hair. Anyways, number three, Brand New. Just because I had to. And these guys forced me. I hate that band. that's a lie. Number two, they're broken up now, but they put me where I am today, so I have to say them. Blink-182. It's a given, Alan. It's a given. And clocking in at number one, just because they wrote my favourite album ever, Taking Back Sunday, brackets circa 2001, as in with John Nolan in the lineup. No offence to the new members, Fred and co. But,
see, I really like the new album, so I think
tell your friends around then. I would love to have seen them then. So yeah,
Louder Now is a good album, though.
Tell your friends is much better. But that's
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that Louder Now is a good album.
But me and Alan are elitists, so.
Right.
Anyways, music.
There was some nice lists. Yeah, we're going to play a song by a band called the Manchester Orchestra. The song is called, if I can remember correctly. No, I can't.
If the human brain functions correctly, I'll remember.
I can't actually remember.
He's gone to check. He's rolling his finger.
Oh, it's called Wolves at Night.
Wolves at Night.
And I'm really impressed with this album. The album's called Like a Virgin Losing a Child, which is a line from this chorus. So I hope you do enjoy very
much. Enjoy it.
The time will eventually grow. I'm so sure that I've got a reason to long for songs that tells why your legs and arms are actually able. 'Cause I can fight in wolves at night. What have you seen, my baby girl? For my eyes, and I'll try nothing, try something, try anything. I swear I did what I could for you, right? And you swear you did what you could for my eyes, and I'll try something, try nothing, for something.
Sound of someone who has just got hit in his special place.
The chair did it.
God damn it, woman!
Blame it on the weather.
listening to Idle Hands on Siren Online. You just heard Silverstein, and now you're about to hear from Autumn to Ashes.
Run the mind of kings and
you're back in the studio with us. You just heard, well, a few minutes ago, you heard Rob in an extreme amount of pain.
I was in an extreme amount of pain.
Because Rob and Steph were playing with some chairs.
And Steph seemed to manage to aim one to my crotchal region.
Accidentally, may I add.
And
it was humorous.
Alan turned up the mics while I was screaming.
Well, because, you know, it was just in between.
And I just like...
It was like music to Alan's ears.
I think I would like everyone to know that it happens too much. Alan knows. Alan has been the perpetrator of this
culprit.
Vicious assault upon my testes.
In fact,
quite
Alan,
a few times.
Alan
my
immediately
left one in particular is probably close to death now, I think, Alan. I don't think there's any swimmers left alive.
Alan
Luckily,
immediately...
I've got two of them.
Alan so immediately high-fived me as soon as the chair hit Rob's doodars.
Testes.
Yes, it was quite funny.
Say testes, it's not testes. Testes, it's not a swear word.
Testes.
It's human biological...
Stop being testy with me.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Nipples.
Oh, I feel embarrassed for that joke That's now. Right, so...
You will on
I
the podcast.
I should say what we've just played. We've just played the Silverstein song.
Call It Karma.
Call It Karma.
Yep.
From the
Discovering
album,
the Waterfront.
The Waterfront, which I've yet to discover. Oh,
nice.
Twice.
I discovered it a while ago. It's great. Alan's a wrong'un.
And then we played the song Death Club's... No, what's it called?
Yeah, Cult... Club,
yes, death,
social scene,
death cult,
social club,
social club. But death is spelt D-E-T-H and cult is spelt
K-U-L-T.
Yeah. Whew, and that's from Vermont to Ash's new album, Holding a Wolf by the Ears.
Yeah, love it.
Can I just have a moment to slip in that I'm dyslexic?
so that song's gonna be hell for her.
It looks right. I don't understand.
Yeah, no.
Right.
Why are you trying to say that it's spelt wrong?
We've got no time left.
We're going to get two more songs into this show, so we're going to go straight into the next song. This is Mute Math with Chaos.
Okay, sorry to have to cut that song a little bit short. We're just going to talk over it. We'd like to thank everybody for listening as usual. We'll be back next week at the same time on Tuesday, between 8 and 9 on sarinonline.co.uk. Same with the podcast as usual.
Big thank you to Steph for joining
massive
us.
Massive thank you to Steph O'Neill for being our guest presenter.
That's okay, thank you for having me.
Anytime.
It's been much fun.
We should do a competition one time when you get the chance to present with us, because it's awesome. Please keep in contact with us over the next week. We'd love to hear from you. We'll obviously give you a shout out if you do. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye bye. I'm going to leave you now with science semi fiction by The Fall of Troy.
See Enjoy. You see you next week.
Bye. Waiting on my confidence to feel the knife on through.